So let us now go into a second type of account, which is the current account. So what is a current account? It is a type of account, a form of demand deposit, where there is no restriction on withdrawal, which is there depending upon the balance in the account. So you can withdraw up to the balance, and in some cases when an overdraft facility is given to you by the bank, which is like a bridge loan or a type of credit given to you by the bank, you can withdraw even more. Current account is normally obtained by commercial or business for business purposes or commercial purposes, where they would obviously, depending on business to business, have large number of transactions. It is running an active account and no restriction on number and amount of transactions should be placed in the current account. So who opens or who can open a current account? Any person who has a commercial interest and need to issue many checks, individuals, sole proprietors, HUF, partnership, limited liability partnership, companies, trust, associations, societies and clubs can open current account. So how do you open a current account? So bank needs to have an incorporate certificate in the current account opening form. So whichever regulator has given the authority to operate into that business, those details are required. Obviously, it needs to be properly introduced. However, if the account is not properly introduced and you open bank opens the account, they will not get protection under Section 131. Overdraft, which is given for such not properly introduced bank accounts, obviously becomes risky. And in many cases, whatever money is there can be attached in case of legal proceedings. Self-introduction normally should be avoided by any bank. Credit discipline. So at the time of opening the account, bank should ask that whether the customer is enjoying some credit facilities from any other bank or banks or consortium of banks, and if he is, then NOC should be obtained so that you are aware of the credit facility and how is the credit behavior of the customer there. In many cases, the bank which has to open a current account informs the consortium and the concerned bank that such kind of account is getting opened by such an individual, and banks should also ascertain whether he is a member of any other cooperative society, and if any, then details has to be obtained. How you can operate a current account? So at the time of opening the current account, the customer should mention how the account can be operated. The terms used to operate the account is whether it's a single, joint, either or survivor. In this case, should one of the account holder dies, the survivor can draw balances in the account. If it is joint, that means both the signatures are required in case there are two people. If there are three people, then all three signatures are required. So that's where the distinction has to be done, and how that needs to be operated has to be very clear at the time of opening the account. At the time of opening the account, the customer should ideally deposit cash, and zero balance account opening should be avoided. And RBI permits account opening of an account with a self check drawn on another account with another bank. Current account operations. So if you deposit cash or give check into the account with details to be filled in by pay in slip, and you should keep a record of this pay in slip. So the teller verifies and puts a stamp confirming receipt of this pay in slip. Banks cannot refuse acknowledgement slip. That is important. You can also deposit check or use the cash drop facilities at the ATM, and customer should not be forced. That means he can come to the branch and still give cash to the teller. There should be a foolproof method of opening drop boxes, and there's no restriction on depositing the amount of cash. Withdrawals can be by check and by slip if no checkbook is issued. The bank has to verify the signature on the check with the specimen signature provided at the time of opening the account, or subsequently in case new members are added for operation of these accounts. You have to verify the balance in account before payment is made. If the customer is ill or unable to come to bank for withdrawal, there has to be a prescribed method of withdrawing, and no restriction on number of withdrawals is there in the current account. Clean overdraft. So, as in clean overdraft facilities, a small amount may be permitted at the discretion of branch manager for the customer to withdraw in addition to the balance that he has. That means if the balance is 100 rupees and he needs 120 rupees, the branch manager can give him that overdraft facility of 20 rupees. The past dealing of the customer with the bank, that is taken into consideration before giving this overdraft facility. And more importantly, the bank should have such a product in place for current account holders to use the overdraft facility, and the charges, penalties for non-payment, delay payment should be clearly laid down, and the customer should be aware of it. Checkbooks can only be issued against the duly filled requisition slip. Banks can send new checkbooks by courier. Large number of checkbooks can be issued in case of current account. The checkbooks can be printed in Hindi or English or any other regional language if required by the customer. And if check is dishonored for third time, the bank issues a cautionary notice for stoppage of checkbook facility to such customers. So in case of how to stop the operations of a current account, so you will receive the notice of a death of a customer or insanity of customer, advice that the customer is become insolvent, or a garnishee order from the court. The garnishee order is nothing but the court orders closure of account and attachment of the money, assignment of credit balance in the account to a customer to a third party. So on any such receipt of notice or advice, the operations of the current account can be stopped. Interest, it has to be clearly understood that no interest is on balances are paid for the current account. However, interest is permitted to pay on current account of in case of RRB, which is regional rural banks, at the rate of 0.5% less than borrowing rate for RRB. However, banks are encouraged not to pay interest on the current account. Interest can be paid on deceased individual depositor sole proprietorship from the date of death of depositor till the date of closure of the account. Precaution in opening joint accounts. So there is no restriction on number of joint account holders in the current account. Account pay checks payable to third party should not be collected. Account pay order check should be collected only on proper endorsement by the payee. Care should be taken for check of large amount especially, so AML guidelines come into play, and the bank should ensure that there is no Benami transactions taking place. Monitoring operations in new accounts. So when new account is opened, proper care and systematic check has to be taken should take place over operation of these accounts. At least for 6 months to a year, it has to be monitored very closely. All deposits must be checked well, and all expenses are paid out should be seen that it is going to a proper person. Large amounts should also should be especially checked very thoroughly, and try to see as much as possible where it's going in the right place. And in many cases, banks are encouraged to inquire with the paying bank if necessary to get into the details of the transaction. Monitoring operations in all accounts. So obviously, we discuss system has to be placed. Cash deposit and withdrawals must be given special attention. As much as possible, we should avoid getting into cash withdrawal and deposit. And if any, if this becomes a regular feature, the bank should ask the customer for the reason for the same. Withdrawal for more than 5 lakhs. Some banks have even lesser amount, which they monitor very carefully. In current account, especially, proper verification of signatures on checks should be taken. Changes in signature, if any, if there is a request for change in signature, it must be verified by senior officials in the bank branch just to avoid a fraud scenario. Inactivated or dormant accounts. So, if any transactions do not take place by the customer in any account for more than a year, it has to be treated as inactive or a dormant account. So if so it becomes first inactive for 1 year. If it is more than 2 years, then it becomes a dormant account. And these accounts, if any transactions take place in a dormant or a inactive account, more checks are supposed to be taken place. And if there is very little balance, normally it becomes zero. And bank has a right to freeze such dormant account if it comes to that. Charges, minimum average, whether monthly or quarterly balance should be maintained in the account. Otherwise, the banks shall levy a service charge. Account holder should be advised by bank for any change in charges. Closing an account, so it is quite possible that these current account you need to close if you're going out of business or transferring it to someone else and things like that. So in case of closing of account, all the account holders must write to the bank. They have to give back all the unused checks. In case of wherever board resolution is required, then the copy of the board resolution must be there. One check, blank check has to be signed so the final settlement can take place. Unused check leaves cancelled and returned back to the bank. If the customer is no longer a desirable person by Government of India, then the account is closed by the bank itself. Or if the account has become dormant, then the bank closes the account. In many cases, the customer is not traceable, then the balance is transferred to the unclaimed deposit account. If statements or correspondence are returned undelivered, then the bank can also suo motu close the account. Passbook or statement. So, bank should provide either statement or passbook to the current account holders. Entries in the passbook should not be inscrutable and brief particulars should be entered. Statement should be with full address and telephone number. Full address and telephone number of the bank branch should also be mentioned on the passbook. With that, we come to the end of the current account, how we should operate it, how we should open it and things like that. And now we'll move into the next type of deposit.